This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. This is actually the 31st episode that I record regularly. There is something different actually today. I'm actually switching from my online recording platform from remotely to riverside.fm, and I'm really testing it out right now and seeing how it works. And my plan is from now on to be online live at 9 on every Monday. So I'm now live online, but I will also publish this on my podcast feed and take you as a listener through the last week's news. There hasn't been going on a lot last week, because everybody is focused on next week on WWDC, which is going to be awesome, of course. A lot of people are publishing articles on their wish lists for WWDC or best practices to actually get the most out of the WWDC week. Also, I've been invited to the WWDC community event, and I'm still looking into what I can exactly add to that event to help people along with maybe podcasting or maybe with writing a book or iOS development in general or career development. I'm not sure yet what exactly, but I'm sure I'll figure out what the best approach would be. Just to get things started, I'm going to talk about a number of articles this week, this episode. Not a lot really, but a few important ones. What's new in Swift 5.5, the iOS Developer's Guide to WWDC 2021, and Antoine van der Lee's swiftjobs.com. So to get things started, first article is What's New in Swift 5.5 by Paul Hudson. It's a huge article, and it's very well written, and it takes you through all the new features that will be coming in Swift 5.5. So while everybody is excited about WWDC, and Paul Hudson is like really excited about Swift 5.5. So he starts his article with WWDC 21 being less than 2 weeks away means the first Swift 5.5 beta is almost here, and it comes with a massive set of improvements, async await actors, drawing properties, and many more. For the first time, it's probably easy to ask what isn't new in Swift 5.5, because so much is changing. In his article, Paul is going to walk you through each of the changes with code samples so you can see how each of them work in practice. So this is an article that you want to read top to bottom, maybe in a few separate sittings, because there's so much in there, but it's so well written and so much valuable content in there. It's very much a good idea to actually have a look at this article. And then there's an article of my good friend Donnie Walls, the iOS Developer's Guide to WWDC 2021. WWDC is always an exciting time for iOS engineer. It's 1 week a year where we're all newcomers to a whole range of features and APIs that Apple has just unleashed upon the world through their latest Xcode, macOS, iOS, tvOS, iPadOS, and watchOS betas. The entire iOS community comes out of hiding, and we all come together to share our thoughts, experiences, opinions, and findings. For a whole week, Apple releases dozens of sessions on different topics, and we all scramble to watch them as soon as possible to make sure we're all up to date with whatever the latest and greatest is. As a newcomer or a person with a regular sleeping schedule, this can be quite intimidating. So in his article, Donnie tries to help you along by figuring out on what things you should focus your attention on. So he wrote a little guide that helps you make the most out of WWDC without being completely overwhelmed and intimidated by the sheer volume of content that Apple is about to unleash on us all. He has a number of tips, 6 to be exact. I think every single tip can be of value if you try to get the most out of WWDC. So have a read of Donnie's article as well. And finally, Antoine van der Lee has created a new website, swiftjobs.com, but he also has an accompanying article on that in which he tries to address how he can make the right career move. So we've been all hearing a lot about developers trying to break into the iOS developer ecosystem. So people who try to find their first job as an iOS developer. But an important aspect of becoming an iOS developer is also how you can develop your career further once you are actively developing iOS code every day as your day job. So after having addressed this first topic on picking your first Swift job, Antoine goes right into details what you should have in your environment to allow yourself to grow as much and as efficient as possible without running into any major roadblocks. So Antoine draws a lot of things from his own experience, and he also has a nice anecdote. So he actually got started at WeTransfer by doing a talk at a Dutch conference. And a fun little fact is that this conference was actually in part organized by me, and I was actually the person that made the call to Antoine to ask if he could step in as a speaker very last minute. And we all know what happened from there. In his article, he gives you a lot of insight into what are things you should be considering when you are considering joining a company for a job. And one of the most important things that's in there is also that you should not only go for money, because you can go for the position that gives you the highest salary, but you should try and find a position that allows you to grow as much as possible and that also allows you to work at a sustainable pace. One of the things that Antoine also addresses is the topic of, let's say, sort of like side hustles or things you do on the side, hobbies. And Antoine is an outlier there, in my opinion, because he has his website, he has his newsletter, he has his job site now, and he has RocketSim. And that's all stuff he does next to a day job. And there is some value in doing all kinds of things next to your day job. But also, what I would like to add to Antoine's article is that finding challenges outside of your day job is very helpful and very useful, but you should always be able to gauge how much load you put on your day-to-day life so that you are able to keep up the pace and not burn yourself out, because burning yourself out is one of the worst things that you can do as a working professional. And lastly, Antoine pitches his Swiftly Jobs, which is a new website that he created, swiftlyjobs.com, where you can post a job for free for 30 days. Or if you want to give your job posted there a bit more spin, you can be a feature job. But if you are a software developer looking for a new position, that's just free and you get direct contact with the companies that you are actually applying for. So that's a really good thing, because there's no in-between party. You're directly talking to the company that is looking for a new engineer. So Swiftly Jobs, aside the hustle idea from Antoine van der Lee, but I hope a lot of us are able to find new great opportunities through this platform. So to close things off, let's pull the lever on the iOS Feeds slot machine. And we have an article here with Swift Print in Depth by Andy Ibanez. Print, probably the most known, the most used, the most popular debugging tool, and probably the most loved line of code of all time. You have undoubtedly used Print before, if not in Swift, in other languages. The vast majority of programmers have started their software building skills with a Print or equivalent somewhere. We have all used Print before, but it's in Inish. But in a short article, Andy is about using the function to the max. It actually has a secret or two you might not know about. In his article, Andy goes in-depth on the print statement, and there are actually other useful functions for printing text in Swift, such as debug print. But this article is not about those. It's strictly about print. It's strictly about print. A lot of in-depth information on the print statement, or print function, I should say. It's a fun read, and there's actually a crazy ton of things you can do with the print statement in Swift. So have a look at this article by Andy, and it's a nice, surprising, random article to get from iOS Feeds by Filip Nemeček. So thanks for that, Filip. Now let's move on to Donny's Monday morning tweet. Eugene Berezin, Combine has finally clicked, so he's getting Combine, and he's about to do a live stream with a super-duper simple MVVM for UI kit with Combine. I'm enjoying my new workspace and I'm preparing for WWDC week, and I'm thinking about my podcast format. Well, that was this morning. What I'm doing right now is the results of my thinking, and we'll see how things progress from here. Daniel Steinberg, Dim Sum Thinking, is playing with a Newton's method example in hopes of starting to understand some of the async features coming to Swift. Step 1, get a sync version working. Eric Lipman is preparing for WWDC week as well, since he's joining the Swift.org mentorship program for the first time, and there will be presumably a lot of questions from his mentee, if he gets one. So he's starting to plan how to keep up with things from European time zones. TinsDev managed to release a new Swift UI tutorial focusing on building a dynamic form with complete validation, and he also got to enjoy the sun a bit. He hopes everybody had a good weekend with a lot of sunshine. Paul Hudson also jumps in to indicate that he's celebrating the 1 year anniversary of Hacking with Swift Plus. So that'll be tomorrow, and he's busy planning something special for that. And Koa had a blast during the Combine workshop by Daniel Walls, and he learned some new Combine tricks. Besides that, he also launched WWDC Together, and he usually doesn't work on the weekend and spends time with his baby and his friends, which is, I think, a very healthy thing to do. David Steppenbeck has released Mac Clockface last Thursday, a timepiece widget app, already had some ideas for more widgets. Richard Robinson was so bored he decided to make an app again. And Ben Booker is doing the biggest update to the Bookmarks iOS app that will be out tomorrow. He's been working on it for several months now, and he's really excited to share it with the world. So that's Bookmarks 2.0. Roger Oba is finishing reading Practical Combine and continuing reading Practical Core Data. He's also excited to prepare some new hire onboarding docs for some reason. So he's indicating that he's onboarding new iOS developers soon. So the list goes on, and a lot of people are really preparing for WWDC week and trying to get into the flow and see how things actually work out next week. Because once WWDC starts, then it'll be like a really exciting times, but also very hectic. So looking forward to that, and it's going to be a busy week, that's for sure. So if you like my podcast, please subscribe in your favorite podcast app of choice, but also rate me on Apple Podcast. It really helps a lot. And if you want to support my podcast further, then have a look at pod.fan/appforce1. If you have any feedback, please leave it at speakpipe.com/appforce1. And also have a look at my links in my show notes, because there's some interesting stuff in there as well. So thanks for your time, and looking forward to next week. Also a bit like nervous about next week, because it will be my first time podcasting about WWDC, and who knows how things go. Exciting times, and I'm looking forward to see what the entire community for iOS development is going to do with all the stuff that Apple is going to announce. Talk to you next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.